It's a cool summer day in July, but there is so much love and warmth emanating from Eddie's restaurant in the south end of Sudbury. Eddie is celebrating his 45th anniversary in the business this year. And like Eddie, the event is a calm and casual affair with regulars dropping in all day and night as he reminisces with a smile from ear to ear. Eddie Gork opened the restaurant on July 6, 1977. It started as a mother's sandwich shop. I finished 2 years at Laurentian University when my dad got ill. I wanted to stick around and work, but there were no jobs in Sudbury at the time, so I decided to open a restaurant, he said. Eddie quickly got himself out of the mother's franchise and decided to focus on breakfast. I'd watch the overflow from Smitty's Pancake House across the street and sort of found my calling, he said. He also took note of the nightlife at the nearby Terrace Lounge and blended the two ideas. There would be breakfast in the A.M. and pints and pub fare in the Page M. 45 years later, Eddie's continues to be known for its breakfast. The breakfast special features bacon, eggs, toast and coffee. Pancakes and waffles are available for the young and young at heart. After a night on the town, many in the city have experienced the Hungry Man's Hangover special with its 2-ounce Caesar. Eddie said there is no evidence to suggest the breakfast will clear your headache, but people come in droves and swear by it. It is completely psychological with a great name, he said. 45 years comes with lots of memories. Eddie vividly remembers a Saturday afternoon water fight with a patron. That was a dandy. She came at me with a squirt gun and so I finished it by pouring a 5-gallon pail of water over her head. And there have been quite a few brushes with fame, from April Wine to Green Day, tons of professional hockey players, and even Canada's country gentleman, Tommy Hunter himself. They've all helped Eddie make it the special social hour spot it is today. Of course the wings, nachos, specialty burgers like the maple bacon or Kowalski and the locally made Thai spring rolls help. The walls also tell a story. Eddie generally sponsors 10 sports teams a season. There are pictures of competitive swimmers, dragon boat teams, hockey players, Nordic skiers, baseball and hockey players. Eddie joked that there are not enough walls for all the plaques he has in storage for the approximately 450 teams he has supported. Eddie's employs about 20 staff, many of whom have stuck around for 20 to 30 years, like Andrea, Deb, Karen, Rosie and Tammy, as they feel a part of a family. Staff shortages haven't really hit Eddie's during the pandemic, but food shortages have caused a stir. From bacon, to mustard, cornstarch and ranch dressing backlogs, things are getting a little out of hand. But after 45 years, he has learned to take things in stride with a grin from ear to ear. A customer walks by towards the end of our conversation to shake hands and share well wishes. He joked with Eddie that he needs to stick around for another 45 years. Eddie doesn't miss a beat. Yup. I am going to install power bars along the walls for my electric wheelchair if I stick around that long. You can visit Eddie's website at eddiesrestaurant.ca to learn more. You can find Eddie's at 1769 Regent Street in the city's south end. Eddie's is also on Facebook. Summer hours are 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. during the week. Friday to Sunday the hours are extended from 8:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. Anastasia Ryu is a writer in Greater Sudbury. Let's Eat is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.